There's so much to cover in the last couple of days. We have the Pope's new document. We have this new development, an accusation against Cardinal Becciu that he was involved in transferring 700,000 euros to Australia to interfere with the trial, perhaps even being involved in the setup of Cardinal Pell of Austria, who was overseeing the audit and the cleanup of the Vatican Bank and the funds under Pope Francis. All this stuff is also, we got a recent document by Vigano. So I'm going to be busy the next 24 hours getting caught up on all these things. So I was in Michigan with Catholics for Trump, but I'm back now. I'm going to briefly do a video just giving you the basic facts of what's been going on. Before I do, we're going to pray the Our Father, Oremus. Let us pray. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, before I get started, I just want to say thank you for all the hospitality, for all the good people in Michigan with the Trump campaign, Catholics for Trump, the Chaldean Catholics, the Knights of Columbus in Michigan, and also the great people at the Institute of Christ the King, the Shrine of St. Joseph in downtown Detroit. Great, great clergy, Canon Stein, beautiful church. If you're in Detroit, if you're in anywhere in that area, you got to go check out the Shrine of St. Joseph. Go to the traditional Latin Mass there. It was awesome. Thanks for everybody hosting. Here's a pic. I showed it just a little bit ago. Look at this. This is us praying the rosary for America at this beautiful church, Latin Mass, Institute of Christ the King. Awesome. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Thank you, Canon Stein. All right, what's going on in the church right now with this Cardinal Becciu? I told you just a few days ago, I made a little pun. I bet you there's more to the Becciu story. I bet you there's more to Becciu. I said this thing could really unravel and be an enormous scandal. And, yes, that's right, Kennedy. He's on the live. Chaldeans are legit. Chaldean Catholics are perhaps the coolest Catholics in America. I love the Chaldean Catholics. Had a great time with them. Good food, good guys. Loved it. I bet you there's something more to Becciu. The Italian press has come out over the weekend and made an accusation. I looked around, folks, and I don't find any wire transfer money receipts posted yet. So we have to be very careful as we talk about this that we don't defame anyone and make any accusations or condemn anyone. But there are many sources who are claiming, multiple sources in Italy, that there have been documented already 700,000 euros from Vatican funds to Australia during Cardinal Pell's trial for sexual abuse. Now, Cardinal Pell, I've talked about this all last week, he was appointed to oversee and clean up the funds in the Vatican, to do an audit to get rid of corruption. You know who did this many years ago under Benedict XVI? Archbishop Vigano. And I write about that. There's a whole chapter and section in my book, Infiltration, talking about how Vigano, before he came to America and before he became famous for accusing ex-Cardinal McCarrick, he was part of cleaning up Vatican finances. It's amazing when you start cleaning up Vatican finances, you start getting ex-Cardinals. It's amazing how that's been working lately. So the story is 700,000 was left Vatican checking account and went to Australia. Now, Cardinal Becciu resigned being a cardinal. He was allowed to keep the name cardinal, and he was allowed the right to wear red, but he lost all the other rights of being a cardinal. The two most important being, number one, he's able to elect the new pope, be in the conclave, and number two, to be tried in court only by the pope. Cardinals answer only to the pope, not other ecclesial courts. This is important because if Cardinal Becciu's been doing dirty deeds in the finances, by him being degraded and no longer a cardinal, he would have to face canonical ecclesiastical courts and not answer directly to Pope Francis. That might be something that Pope Francis wants to avoid. Now, Cardinal Becciu has denied the allegation. He says, I didn't send any money to Australia and has nothing to do with Cardinal Pell. But we've seen that Cardinal Pell in recent days has been very vocal in his approval of the canning and sacking of Cardinal Becciu. Now, there's allegedly a dossier floating around Rome with a case against Becciu. And I already went through some of the things that he's been doing with Vatican finances. I talked about the London condos in Chelsea. I talked about how his two brothers have been getting loans, non-repayable loans, at least in one case, from the Vatican. I talked about how silly movies that have LGBT themes in them, like Rocket Man about Elton John, was financed by Peter Pence's donation, which, by the way, is coming up this week. If you're asked to give to Peter Pence, which is a donation to help the poor, and it's the Pope's personal account for that, the way that money's been used in the last 2 years, I believe it's a prudential matter that you do not give to Peter Pence. Give local to a good priest, a good traditional priest. So this dossier claims that there is a financial paper trail from Rome, from Vatican City, from the IOR, the Vatican Bank, through intermediaries, like a little laundering thing, to Australia. Who is the recipient of all this money in Australia? That we don't know. But it looks sketchy. Now, there's also another fella involved in this. His name is Monsignor Alberto Perlasca. He was the assistant of Cardinal Becciu at the Secretary of State. His offices were raided in February of this year. So there's something sketchy. We know for a fact, otherwise the Pope wouldn't have had Becciu step down, that Becciu and his assistant are in big trouble at the Vatican. And we know that Becciu is using Vatican funds, Peter Pence funds, to do sketchy, immoral deals that the Peter Pence funds were never meant to do. When Grandma gave $50 of her retirement money to Peter Pence to help the poor, she didn't know that she was helping fund legit, awesome, fancy condos in London. And she didn't know when she gave $50 into that plate for Peter Pence that she was helping fund the movie Rocket Man, a biopic rockumentary about Elton John. That's wrong. That's wrong. If you say you're collecting money for one thing and you use it for something else that's not even Catholic, that's wrong. And we have a moral obligation to not give funds when people say, well, hey, we're using them for this, and then they don't use them for that. You can't say, well, Taylor, you're being mean to the Pope. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, look, there's been some irresponsibility here. Let's hold them to account. So this Monsignor, his office has been raided, and he might be implicated in this as well. That is all we know. And I want us to be careful not to say anything else. Yes, someone over here on Periscope says, Grandma wants her money back. Yes, Grandma wants her money back. We should all, if you gave, and I've known Peter Pence has kind of been a scam now for the last few years, so I haven't put any money in it. But yeah, if you put money in it, you should say, well, I didn't know I was making a rockumentary biopic about Elton John, Benny and the Jets, and Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, and Candle in the Wind, and all that. That's not what I thought when I put money in the plate at Mass for Pope Francis. Or party pads in London. Fancy party pad condos. Or to help Cardinal Becciu's brother with his carpentry business or whatever. So this is a big problem. And I think we need to watch. I think there's something big here. When Cardinal Pell went away, and they even said, are you worried when you're looking over these finances that are going to kill you? And Cardinal Pell said, they're not going to kill me. They're going to destroy my reputation. And sure enough, they accused him of molesting a boy in the sacristy with his vestments on. So he would have had to pull up all the vestments. It doesn't sound likely. there were people around, there was something, it was kind of a public scenario. The whole accusation against Cardinal Pell seemed impossible. And that's why eventually Cardinal Pell was vindicated and acquitted. And now he's back. Cardinal Pell is back in Rome and he's pointing fingers at Becciu. So I think there's something. I bet you there's more to Becciu. And I bet you that I'll be making another video about Becciu at some time in the future, because where there's smoke, there is fire. And I think journalists and investigators are going to keep looking after this, because there's a, when it comes to Cardinal Pell and what they did to him, that looks like a setup. And we're starting to find out who those characters may have been. So everybody, thanks for watching. And I'm going to close this up with a Hail Mary. We'll pray the Ave Maria. Before I do, if you like these videos, please like the video by hitting the thumb up or like button or heart button, whatever you see there. And please share this video on Facebook or Twitter. Hit the share button. And I do appreciate that. YouTube doesn't like my kind of videos. So if you want people to see them, please share them. And then please subscribe and hit the button. Every time I go live, you'll be notified. And we will pray Ave Maria. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et ut hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching, and make sure you're praying that rosary every day. It's the Bible on beads. It's the weapon. It's the battering ram. This is the way that we come closer to Jesus Christ. It's one of the ways that we come closer to Jesus Christ. We meditate on these great mysteries, and we pray every time. We spend time with God every day. So pray the rosary every day. You're not on the team. Read the Bible. Find a traditional Latin Mass. Do the traditional devotions. Wear the brown scapular. Wear the miraculous medal. Teach your kids, love your spouse, fulfill your vocation, and by God's grace, you'll make it to heaven. Thanks for watching. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed.